Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gathering of your people. It's really an amazing thing. In Ephesians 3, it talks about the mystery of the body of Christ, the mystery of the church, the mystery of gathering together in the unity that is amongst the brethren when they join together to break bread and to hear the word of God. We love you this night. We thank you. We thank you for the laid down life of Pastor Hadley. We continue to lift up Baltimore, Pastor Schaller, Lisa tonight. We just want to think about you tonight. Invite them in. The presence of God. The glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I got a habit. I get laughed at in Miami because when I come up, I take everything out of my pockets. It takes me about 10 minutes. I'm loaded with stuff. Turn... No tie, no Bible either?
What?
Oh, there was a no tie night, but... Everybody got... Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys use iPhones and iPads to look things up. This is called the Bible. We love our devices, right, Jeff? Ecclesiastes, chapter 11. And how far do I go here? Okay. I don't need this. We had an amazing time this afternoon in outreach and witnessing and evangelism, and went to the Walmart. And I told Kathleen, if I could just have her for 1 month, we'd have a mega church in Miami. I mean, it's really incredible. We had a great time, didn't we, guys?
Yeah.
Nick and everything. Yeah. Just appointment after appointment after appointment. It's amazing. And we learned this morning that God's doing it, right? God's just doing it. He's doing everything for us. He's doing it. To will and to do. That verse, I love that. To will and to do. He's doing everything. And a lot of times when we don't see or know that he's doing it, it's because we're trying to control it. And sometimes we try to control things. We have to have things go a certain way. We have to have things certain schedules, certain ways. And there are things in that the Bible talks about that we have no control over. And we got to learn that. We don't have control over certain things. Ecclesiastes 11:5 says, you don't know what is the way of the wind. Or you don't know what is the way of the spirit. You don't know that way. We don't know where it comes. We don't know where it's going. We don't know that. We can feel it. We can sense it. But where does it originate from, and where is it going? Where is it traveling to? And Pastor Halley read this even this morning in John 3, where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. And he's got this amazing dialogue going, and Christ changes it into a spiritual thing like he does in a lot of different times in the Bible, and where he tells Nicodemus that he must be born again. And he says, most assuredly I tell you that a man cannot enter the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. And then he says this in verse 8, he says, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it's coming from. And so it is everyone that is born of the spirit. where it goes and where it comes. And you know, this is a work of God. It's a work of God in people. And it's amazing. Nicodemus answers. He says, how can this be? Oh, it be. It be, Nicodemus. No, Jesus didn't say that. He was really troubled. And he said, wait a minute. You are a teacher. And how Pastor Halley brought this up this morning. You are the top of my teachers. You are my shepherd of Israel. And you don't know this, the simple truth. And really, you know, can you think about it? Like, what are you teaching? What are you feeding my flock with if you're not feeding them with this? So we don't know. We don't know where that spirit goes. We don't know where that wind goes. And then it also says, the next part here says, and you don't know how bones are formed in the womb of the mother. We don't understand. We don't know how bones are formed. We don't know that whole system of the even the flesh over the bones. And as that baby grows within the womb of the mother, the bones are growing even more and more. And we don't know how that happens. So there are things you don't know. There are some people that want to try to explain it, but they don't know. They don't know these things. And then the last thing, which what we want to talk about, and it says, so you don't know, or thou knowest not, for you, King James, thou knowest not the works of God who makes everything. We don't know the work of God. We don't know the work of God. He works everything. So he's doing it. He's doing it all. And you know what? He's doing it without us. He's doing this amazing work in people's lives without us. So we think about this a little tonight, and we want to be careful of the believer, maybe that maybe is not as spiritual as you, or maybe your husband is not living up to your how you think he should be behaving or acting or doing. But if he's saved, then God is doing a work within him, and you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And we can't pretend to try it in order to figure it out, or to try to say, you need to be this, or you need to be more mature, or you need to be growing more in this area. Mm-hmm. And why aren't you praying more, and why aren't you giving more? Well, that's a good one, but no, but why aren't you soul winning? Are we going to give grace to them too? Because God's doing that work in them, and we got to trust that work, even though it's not the way maybe we think it should be worked. Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness learning God's will, learning and getting that work in him. As Egypt is being worked out, God was being worked in. And we don't know where people come from, and so we don't know what's being worked out and what's working in. We see in the drug rehab, we see some amazing changes, and we see some slow process. And we see some people on fire for God, and some still closed, and God slowly opened their lives. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know the works of God, but he's working. And we can trust he's working within them. So I don't get discouraged, and we used to in the early, where some maybe not showing up of ones that we want to be there. Because as a pastor, we want to see people growing and maturing and coming to this amazing life, which is our life. It's our only life. This is what we do. But we want to see even a more growth and a more maturity. And it's like taking a little baby, and remember, Paul said, man, I thought you guys be teaching by now. And it's like a little kid and getting ready to walk, and you just kick him out there. And no, he's got to learn, you know, some different things first. But, you know, it's good to remember, in closing, Philippians 1:6, that says, being confident or being persuaded, you know, or having this assurance, having this security. You can have assurance that he, of this very thing, or some of the commentators says, of this very one thing. You can have this assurance of this one thing. You can take this to the bank, mm-hmm. in other words, that he has began a good work where? In you. God is doing this amazing work within us. Not, maybe sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we're not seeing maybe fruit where we like to see this fruit. But, you know, that's really what it means to, you know, live by faith. Because sometimes the things that we see from God are invisible. They're working on the inward of a person. And God has only called us to live by faith. We will kiss and greet people in a minute. give me one more second here. So he who has began a good work, he says, he will complete it. He will complete it. This is a finished work completion. Which means he will bring this conclusion. This work will come to fullness. And we will be like him. You know? It's amazing. And some of us have a lot longer way to go. But, you know, we don't push each other. We don't, you know, our spouses or our children, you know, why aren't they, you know? I've got promises from God in their life. And, you know, we want all this done this way. And remember that God is doing the work. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
My little mic.
Good work, all. Okay.
Can I do something?
I was going to do a song. You want to do a song first, or you want to introduce it?
I just wanted to say that if I can find the microphone. I just want to thank Pastor Ken for that beautiful job. Yeah. Obviously, very well taught man. Obviously. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be here for